Death Blows by D.D. Burant. Narrated by Johanna Parker. Copyright 2010 by D.D. Burant. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. All I can see through the night vision goggles are the eyes of the vampire I'm pressed against. The rest of his face is kind of obscured by the large caliber handgun I have jammed up his nose. It makes his voice sound extremely nasal.
"I don't know why I shouldn't just rip your pretty little throat out," he says. "I really don't."
"Well then, let me explain it to you. My name is Special Agent Jace Falchek, and I work for the National Security Agency of the Unnatural States of America. I am a bona fide 100% real human woman. I'm not from around here, and the shiny piece of metal currently deviating your undead septum is a Ruger Super Red Hawk Alaskan 454 chambered with silver-tipped teak wood bullets. I know that last piece of information doesn't mean a whole lot to you, since guns never really caught on in this particular reality, but you saw what it did to your two friends from 20 feet away. I'm a whole lot closer, so unless you're ready to pay the Grim Reaper the time debt you owe his bony ass, I'd suggest you think of my weapon as a glorified crossbow that shoots very tiny arrows very, very fast." He thinks about it. He stinks of fermented blood and cloven, the pyre equivalent of meth. Actually, methamphetamine cut with just enough garlic to let it affect his metabolism. His breath, which technically he shouldn't have, is terrible. I'm gonna have to disinfect the gun later just to get the smell off it.
"What do you want?"
"Aristotle Stoker," I hiss.
"Never heard of him."
"Sure you have. AKA the Impaler, leader of the Free Human...